Welcome to another worldwide godcast of the Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We're in chapter 11 with verses 2 and 3. Do not praise anyone for good looks or despise anyone because of appearance. The bee is least among the winged creatures, but it reaps the choicest of harvests. We seek the least as the nectar of life, the honey that makes us dance, people of no means seeking good over evil in every extreme, the joy of living redeemed. We are here to seek out the lost, the lonely and the languished, those who need the good physician most. We penned a discussion of how the little bee can make such a difference, where beauty unfolds not due to size or good looks, but that of wisdom and knowledge of everything good and sweet. Enjoy the poem. It's titled, Imagine a Bee. In a world where beauty takes the stage, where appearances define the gauge, there lies a tale of truth untold, of good looks versus good sense, behold. Imagine a bee, so small and petite, with wings that flutter to a rhythmic beat. Its stature may be diminutive and slight, yet it reaps the choicest harvests day and night. With petals adorned in vibrant array, flowers entice in colors as they may. But beyond the allure, a secret lies, a treasure hidden from prying eyes. For the bee, with its wisdom profound, seeks not just beauty as it hovers around. It delves deeper into the flower's core to savor the nectar, a divine rapport. While some may gawk at superficial grace and chase illusions like a fleeting chase, the bee, O dear creature, knows the art of seeking substance with a humble heart. For beauty fades like petals that wilt, but wisdom endures like the essence that's built. The bee, an emblem of nature's sweet dance, teaches us to seek wisdom given a chance. So let us remember in this worldly race that good looks may fade, leaving no trace, but good sense, like the bee's sacred nectar, nourishes our souls, making us richer. For in the end, it's not appearances that matter, but the wisdom we gather, like honey's sweet splatter. Let us be like the bee, wise and aware, and reap the choicest harvest with love and eternal care. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, we pray. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Sirach 11. It's verses 2 and 3 this morning. One stanza, integral, look at those two lines. It's titled, Harvests the Choicest of Nectar. Praise not anyone who looks good on the spot. Let the appearance of anyone despise you not. Creatures with wings least is the bee. Harvest the choicest of nectar for free. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's January 23rd, 2024. We're up recording with the angels this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today, it's 7:11 in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sweeter than any honey of the bee. Amen. God bless you.